On November 8th, Alaskans will vote on Ballot Initiative 1, which would automatically register eligible individuals to vote when they apply for a PFD unless they opt out. Through mid-October, the campaign in favor of the initiative has spent more than $1 million despite the lack of formal opposition. Alaska Public Media's Ann Hillman learned more about the possible impacts of the change.
In order to vote in Alaska, a person needs to register 30 days before the election. That means going to a place like the DMV or a tribal office to fill out a form, printing the application and mailing it in, or using the new online option. A bipartisan coalition of organizations and state leaders hope to add one more way: automatic voter registration. If Ballot Measure 1 passes, when you apply for your PFD, you'll be automatically registered to vote unless you opt out. Five states have recently enacted similar automatic voter registration laws. Professor Barry Burden with the Elections Research Center at the University of Wisconsin says in most countries, all voters are automatically registered. He says the process was created in the United States about 120 years ago for a reason.
So one of the incentives for voter registration was to prevent fraud and try to provide a secure system for ensuring that each person got to vote once and only once. But it was also an effort to try to keep immigrants from participating or keep undesirable populations, transient groups, sometimes Irish or German populations from participating. And so it had a kind of discriminatory effect.
Burden says automatic voter registration can reduce some of those problems. Oregon is the only state where automatic registration is already happening, and it was just implemented, so it's too soon to see how it impacts voter turnout. But Burden says other data suggest the practice will get more people to the polls.
There are surveys, for example, in previous presidential elections that ask non-voters why they didn't vote. In 2012, something between 5 and 6% of non-voters told us the reason was something related to voter registration. So it's likely to have a modest but positive effect on voter turnout.
The Division of Elections estimates that automatic registration could catch up to 70,000 people who are qualified to vote but not registered. The process, if implemented, would also update registration records. Kim Reitmeier, who's helping run the campaign in favor of the ballot initiative, says if it passes, organizations like Get Out the Native Vote can shift focus from registration to voter education.
We're hoping that, you know, by allowing people to have this automatic process, they then can put their resources and time to learning who they might want to vote for, the ballot initiatives, a little bit more of that education process too.
But Suzanne Downing, who writes the political blog Must Read Alaska, says the initiative solves a problem that doesn't exist because people can already register in many different ways.
And it is a function of citizenship that you go and you actually fill out one form, very easy to do, and if you can file for your PFD, you could certainly figure out how to register to vote.
She also says it's an expensive proposition. In 2015, the Lieutenant Governor's office estimated that if the ballot initiative passed, it could cost about $930,000 to implement and $300,000 every year after that. Proponents of the cause say those numbers are outdated because they don't reflect Division of Elections computer upgrades that have already happened or how much time and money can be saved by sharing data. The division itself says they just don't know yet. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.